You can't make this stuff up, although some people have certainly tried. Like that 2014 comedy, The Interview, remember? Seth Rogen and James Franco are journalists who set up an interview with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and are then recruited by the CIA to assassinate him. North Korea was furious with the plot, threatened action against the U.S. if the movie was released. The actors got death threats, and many theaters decided to not even screen the film. Now, 3 years later, life duplicates art. There's a real life plan to assassinate Kim Jong-un, and it's been publicly announced by South Korea. Isaac Stonefish is a reporter and a fellow at the Asia Society in New York. This story's pretty crazy, Isaac. What prompted South Korea's announcement of a hit squad?
I think they're looking for ways to deter North Korea that don't involve actually placing nuclear weapons in South Korea. And I think the understanding is that to the North Koreans, Kim Jong-un's life is worth thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. So if they can have a credible threat that they're going to take out the leader, then that might work as a very effective deterrence.
I mean, I've heard of nuclear deterrence. This sounds like assassination deterrence. I mean, what kind of unit will this be?
So the details are sparse, and it's actually shocking that we know any details at all because, well, I mean, they're not covert actions when you announce them and they're published right in the New York Times. But it would be a special unit that would be able to sneak into North Korea and try to take down the state. That could mean placing a bomb in Kim Jong-un's car. That could mean other methods of destabilization. But I think it's just a way for South Korea to say to North Korea, hey, we really mean business here.
I mean, just realistically, Isaac, how hard would it be to kill Kim Jong-un? My sense is that he's surrounded by only the most trusted associates. And if he doesn't trust you, you're probably already dead, right?
You know, it's funny. I think that actually his threat comes much more from within. Dictatorships are so inherently unstable, and I think it's much more likely that one of his trusted associates slits his throat than that a South Korean agent can get access to the inner world. It's kind of similar to what happened with South Korea in the 60s and 70s. It was ruled by a dictator, and North Koreans tried to assassinate him in the late 60s. They failed. They got within, I think, 100 meters of South Korea's White House, the Blue House. And there was this massive gun battle and, you know, huge, huge story. But then 10 years later, the South Korean dictator's own trusted aide killed him.
As you know, bluster has been one of the hallmarks so far of the saber rattling between the West and its allies and North Korea. Do you think South Korea could just be blowing total smoke here? Could this just be menacing propaganda?
It certainly could be. And it's funny, we've seen since Trump took office him starting to rival North Korea in the absurd bluster. His comment about fire and fury, like the world has never seen. So maybe South Korea is joining this bluster arms race with a threat to decapitate the North Korean leadership.
If you had to guess, what do you think North Korea is making of this threat?
It's always so difficult to know how the North Korean leadership perceives anything at all. I mean, I think that this to them justifies the way they see the world, the way they see South Korea, this idea that they are really alone, North Korea against the world. This gives ammunition to Pyongyang to be able to say to its people, hey, listen, we are really the victims here. The South Korean puppets with their American overlords are trying to take away our leader, and this is why we have to defend ourselves. This is why we have to prioritize the army. This is why we have to live the way we live, because we're being attacked from the outside.
Journalist Isaac Stonefish, he's also a fellow at the Asia Society. Thanks for being with us, Isaac.
Thanks, Marco.